No, they wanted her to use them. They wanted her to be proud of those things because every time she received one of those, she had done something in her life that earned a special gift. They wanted her to be proud of that fact and what she was doing with her life. So when we leave the gift in the box, we spoil the intention of the giver. Well, let's talk about this for a minute. What is the high cost of being a boat potato? What is the high cost of being a boat potato? If we were to think about this for a minute, about the high cost of being a boat potato, or the high cost of not stepping out of the boat and using our gift, we would come to understand that the price that is paid is growth. The price that is paid is growth. Think about how excited we are about growth. When we're young, we're always wishing we were older so we could do this or that, right? We always dream about finally being able to drive, right? I think somebody in our house next year just reminded us that he's getting a possibility of a permit or something. I said, "Oh dear Jesus, Teddy, I need your help on that one." It won't be all I say, huh? But we're so excited. I'll never forget whenever I was 24. I was so excited to turn 25. You want to know why? My insurance had cut in half. And praise Jesus, I got married the same year, and guess what? It was cut in half again. 25 was a good year, right? I mean, because of you too, Jamie. Yeah. I thought I'd better clarify that one. All the guys are out there going, "Yeah, buddy." Right? We always long for something else. What's around the next corner, right? I mean, think about, at least for me, and I know for many of us, we long to find that person that we can share our life with and have fun with and just know that they are ours and we are theirs, right? We look forward to that, and if we choose to have children, I'll never forget, I couldn't wait to see that elbow go across Jamie's belly, right? Now, that may not have been very comfortable for her, but that's the only evidence, that's the only thing I can see, right? So, we couldn't wait. Now, ladies, you probably could wait for the baby to be born, but right after the baby's born. We couldn't wait for that to happen, right? We couldn't wait to get our hands on that baby. And then we couldn't wait for its first walk, first step, right? We love to see growth, right? We may, after they take their first steps, wish they hadn't. But, we love to see that first step and that first time they walk across the room and they run. And if we're not there, we're upset, aren't we? Yeah, and what about the first time they talk? Well, we call all of our friends and family, right? They said their first word, right? We love to see growth. We want to see that. Some of us love to plant gardens, and we love to see those things sprout up, right? Corn produces corn on the cob. Can we wait to eat corn on the cob this year? Will we have to wait till July, right? I mean, what about green beans and beets and all those things? Watermelon off the vine, right? We love to see things grow, and we're disappointed when it doesn't happen, aren't we? We are disappointed when it doesn't happen. Now, what happens when, for instance, a company is dying? What happens? What do? Let's think of Enron. That's right. What happened whenever people realized that it was going down the tubes? Take our money and run, right? Yeah. Whether it's a church or an organization of some other kind, whenever it's going downhill, people's knee-jerk reaction is to get out of Dodge, right? We don't want to be a part of something that is dying, do we? We want to be a part of something that's growing and expanding and exciting, right? That's what we want to be a part of. But whenever a company, for instance, is dying, we want to remove ourselves. We want to remove our investments from that company. And in our personal lives, what makes us turn the corner from being excited about the possibilities, excited about how we're going to make a mark on this world, excited about all the things that we can do, into being a couch potato? What makes us turn that corner from being, from having that excitement until we think, you know what, I'm pretty comfortable right here. This is pretty good.